I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, there are many aspects of fishing that to the casual fisherman can seem intimidating or mysterious. Today we're going to talk about one of those. It's buying bait. And let's start right on the wiggling end of things. Let's start with squid, which is the one bait I probably use more than any other.
Yes, squid is a popular bait for saltwater fishing around here. That's because just about every tackle shop will have it. It's frozen and sold in a box, so it's easy to find. It's relatively inexpensive, and the great thing about squid is that just about everything will eat it. So if you are casually fishing off the beach or off a pier, you can cut the squid up into small pieces, and you can expect to catch all kinds of things, small scups, sea bass, sea robins, even fluke, and maybe even dogfish. Now, the drawback to squid is kind of the same thing. Everything eats it. So if you're looking for a keeper striper or some kind of bigger bluefish or game fish, you'll have to deal with all kinds of less desirable fish, crabs, and things nibbling at your bait and tearing it off before you're likely to catch something a little bigger.
If you're going for bigger fish, bigger bluefish, bigger striped bass, you want to be looking at chunk bait.
Right. Chunk bait, that is any kind of whole bait fish that you can buy, ideally fresh, but often they sell them frozen. Menhaden, also called pogies or bunker, depending on what tackle shop you're in, that's really your first choice. Many tackle shops will also sell whole mackerel, and they call it chunk bait because you cut it up into large chunks to fish for striped bass and bluefish, and usually the head is considered the very best piece. And if you're going to be fishing chunk bait, you won't expect a lot of action. It's a lot of sitting and waiting, but when you do get a fish that's willing to pick up a big chunk bait and eat it, it's usually something pretty good.
Let's round up the bait discussion with the bait that never goes bad. That's the artificial bait that comes in a jar or in a little bag.
Yeah, you also have an option out there. If you can't even get to a tackle or a bait shop, maybe you can only get into, say, a Walmart. In the tackle aisle, they have something called Berkeley Gulp. It's the only artificial bait I know that works almost as well as the real thing. It's a plastic, rubber-type material. They sell it in all different shapes, and it usually comes in a liquid. It's great to have on hand just in case you can't get bait in a tackle shop, and it works really well on fluke, sea bass, and scup.
Hey, I want to ask you about a video that was making the rounds online of a fisherman off Chatham pulling in a striped bass, and then something really surprising happened.
That's right. It was being recorded, videotaped by someone else on the boat, and just as the striper came close, a white shark, not a huge one but still pretty big, came up right behind the striped bass, and it looked like in one bite, took it off the hook and broke the line, got away with it. So it's something to be aware of and watch out for if you're on a boat, especially off the Chatham and Monomoy area fishing for striped bass. There are some white sharks out there.
I thought the reaction of the people on the boat with the fishermen was very human in that. The one woman started saying, "I want to go in. I want to go in. We're done now."
Yeah, there was a moment of excitement of, wow, that's incredible, and then, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to go home now.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing right now?
Well, I think we're in a pretty typical summer pattern when it comes to striped bass. There's been some very good striper fishing off the Sandwich Beaches inside Cape Cod Bay, also off Chatham and Monomoy to the east, and along the Elizabeth Islands, particularly out toward Cuttyhunk and Gayhead on the Vineyard. Other than striped bass, I'm hearing a lot of excitement over the bluefin tuna bite. It's happening about 20 to 30 miles south of the Vineyard in an area known as the Dump and also an area known as Gordon's Gully. If you've got the boat to get you there, they're trolling up lots of 50 to 60-inch bluefin tuna.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.